Today I'm going to be speaking about vaccines, the dangers of vaccines. And this is something that everyone must understand because we may have a potential problem in the near future with regard to mandated vaccines. Can you imagine in the United States of America, mandated vaccines? And I sure hope the American people resist such a mandate, if it were to occur. Vaccines are one of the most dangerous deceptions, the deadliest deceptions perpetrated on mankind. It is, without a doubt, the greatest deception that I personally know of, because it destroys the body. It weakens the people. It has a direct effect upon anyone who gets injected with this garbage. There is a group of people out there that believe so strongly in vaccines that it is a religion for them. It is a religion. And anyone that goes against what they believe, they attack them viciously. They lash out. They attack them personally. They call you a lunatic. They call you a tinfoil hat wearer. And on they go. I have personally been attacked by these people. But let me just say that these people have nothing to prove me wrong with, because the facts are on my side. These people have tried to disprove me time and time again, and I have made them look like absolute bumbling fools, because they do not know what they're speaking about. Vaccines are dangerous. Whenever you inject something into your body that doesn't belong there, it is dangerous. A concoction of animal proteins, chemical preservatives, stabilizers, all meant to prevent a virus from occurring in the population? Oh no, how can you expect to inject disease and prevent disease? Can anyone answer that question? You cannot prevent disease by injecting disease. The body does not work that way, regardless of what the fraudulent medical sciences say, the medical industry say, everyone on your TV say, whatever the internet says. When it comes down to the facts of reality, it is a fact that man cannot prevent disease by injecting disease into the human body. Period. And if you believe that that is the case, why don't you go take your own animal tissues and concoct it and inject it and see what happens to you? You'll probably die from anaphylactic shock because you have something now in your body that must be eliminated by the immune system, and it can't deal with it properly. Vaccines are the same way. They are designed to provoke the immune system without killing you. They are designed to provoke the immune system in such a way that the body does not overreact, but sometimes that occurs anyway. Anaphylactic shock occurs many times, especially in children. It kills them. It's either killing them or it's causing autistic disorders, facial paralysis. This is undeniable, and people sit around and think, are some kind of salvation created by mankind? And that is one of the biggest lies there is. Vaccines contain a whole host of very dangerous chemicals. Now, before vaccines, the majority had mercury, thimerosal. Then they began to remove that gradually in some of the vaccines, but not all. Some vaccines still have thimerosal. Some flu shots still have thimerosal. But regardless of thimerosal, you still have a whole host of other chemicals that are incredibly dangerous for the human body. Now, when you get injected with one of these vaccines, you are theoretically being injected with a small amount of toxins. But when you take into account the fact that children are getting 70-plus injections by the time they are 18 years of age, things begin to take on a new light. When you inject someone with this many toxins over a period of 20 years, you are going to manifest disease at a later stage in life. Why? Because the body stores toxins in its tissue, in its fat. Remember that fat is a storer of toxins. Toxins flow into fat. That is why the brain is predominantly fat. Toxins flow into the brain primarily. It is around 60% fat. When these vaccines are injected into the body, they are injected through the subcutaneous layer, where they find their way into the rest of the body, through the processes of the body. One of those processes is called phagocytosis. Phagocytosis is responsible, in part, for cleansing the body. It is a type of cell. In the body, you have bacteria, you have fungus, you have parasites, and you have viruses. All of these are alive, except for viruses. Viruses are not alive. So if you inject something into the body, and these living organisms, such as bacteria, parasites, and fungus, if these cannot eliminate the toxin, if they cannot consume the toxin without that toxin poisoning that living microbe to death, a virus is manufactured by the cells in the body to come in. The body is very intelligent, and it has many ways to short-circuit our toxic environment. It has ways around that. Viruses are just one of those. Without viruses, as I've said previously, the body would die from systemic toxicity. Viruses must occur. That is why they exist. Viruses have to exist because without viruses, mankind would not be here, and I would not be here talking to you now. We would be extinct. There would be no living animals, no living organisms on this earth without viruses. Viruses are the cleansers of nature when all other cleansers are dead, when nothing else can accomplish the job. And do you believe that the creator of the universe is that ignorant that he would design mankind without a way to sustain damage from what is to come, if it ever does come? The human body has many ways that it can heal itself. By design. Viruses are by design, and you all thought that viruses were out to kill you. Well, let me ask you this. Would I be here, would you be there, if viruses were out to kill us? Think about that one. No, we, as a human race, would be extinct. We would not be here. Because this would have occurred millions of years ago. Coronavirus, it would have occurred a million years ago. A bat, a dog, a lizard, whatever this is supposed to have come from, it would have evolved millions of years ago. There is no doubt in my mind. Just like AIDS, another man-made fiction. AIDS was supposed to have come from a monkey. That too would have occurred millions of years ago. And mankind would have been subject to this disease. But it did not happen, did it? And then suddenly, people started getting AIDS left and right all over the world, didn't they? Africa? They wiped out Africa. All by design, folks. All by design. Another man-made creation. Created by man in order to progress his agenda of a world government. In order so that they may take over these countries. So that they can finally establish their totalitarian government, which they have been striving for hundreds of years. Now, vaccines have been tried all throughout history. Now, one of the first uses of vaccines in recorded history was when cowpox pustules were used and injected into a sliver in the skin of a human being. This killed every person that they tried it on, and it was deemed that vaccines were ineffective. It was years later that these people in power seen that they could use vaccines for their own benefit. So they devised a plan in order to indoctrinate the people into accepting these vaccines. People in our modern day, 2020, believe that vaccines prevent disease. Again, how can you prevent disease when you are injecting disease directly into your body? You cannot. That is asinine. That is illogical. Flu vaccines, for instance, are one of the most ridiculous frauds I know of. Why? Because the flu virus changes every year, and the flu strain is going to be different in every single person, because each person, each body, manufactures a different type of flu virus. There is nothing compatible between human bodies with regard to viruses. There are 320,000 virus variants inherent to Earth. Each body will require a different viral strain. More importantly, when they release this flu vaccine every year, it is always 6 months too late. But that doesn't matter anyway, because it's only for one or two strains. And there are thousands of strains. Every person has a different strain, minutely different, incompatible with another person's strain. You have many different types of viruses, many different types of flu viruses, and many different types of cold viruses, as two examples. Each one of these viruses is manufactured by the body that it occurs in, specifically for that body, and that body alone. A virus must have a living cell to be created, and the cell must exist in your body. It must be created by your cell. Someone else's cell can't create a virus that will be compatible to your cell. Your DNA is minutely different than someone else's DNA. Each cell has minutely different DNA. This determines hereditary traits. This is part of the genome. This determines what kind of proteins the cell will manufacture. Viral proteins already exist in your body. And they're in the form of viral particles that exist in all cells. And if that cell needs to create a virus to cleanse itself and its surroundings, it will create a virus from those viral particles. The viral particles will be called into the nucleus. Transcription will occur. Translation will occur in the cell. And the virus will leave the cell. After it leaves the cell, it is directed and guided by antibodies, which are nothing but white blood cells. White blood cells control the behavior of the body when it comes to viruses. Antibodies will direct the virus, and they will bring matter and substances to the virus so that it may dissolve those substances. Viruses do not have wings. They cannot travel on their own. They have to have something to bring that matter to them. So, what does science say? Science says that the virus comes from outside the body. It comes in through the nose, through the mouth. It bypasses all of the defense mechanisms. It bypasses the white blood cells and is somehow able to latch onto your cell. And that virus has all the tools necessary in order to know how to infect your cell. Of course, a virus does not know. It has no brain. It has nothing that makes it alive. It cannot think. It does not have a survival mechanism. It is not alive by definition. It is an RNA-coded protein that is directed by antibodies, wherein the virus will dissolve a specific part of a cell or a specific part of tissue. It does not dissolve the whole cell unless the cell is incredibly toxic and it must be removed. The reason that these cells must be removed is so new cellular activity can thrive. If this did not occur, you would have dead matter floating in your body, and it would kill you very quickly. Systemic toxicity would occur. That's when the body becomes so toxic that it can no longer function. Without these processes, the body would die. If you got an infection, the body would die. If you got a pinprick, the body would die. Because the body cannot regulate anything if it does not have bacteria, fungus, parasites, or viruses to clean the body. Aside from these, you have phagocytosis and other processes that cleanse the body as well. But these are living organisms. They are living cells, living bacteria, and they cannot do the job that a virus can do. Since a virus is not alive, it is a solvent. And people believe that if they go out and they breathe in noxious fumes, gas fumes, chemical fumes, all manner of fumes that you can imagine, air pollution, smoking, and on, that irritate the lining of the lungs, that lacerates and burns the tissue in the lungs, the lining of the lungs, that the body can eliminate this without the use of viruses? Do you think that a bacteria that's alive, like you're alive, can go in and eat that toxic tissue without it killing it? It can't. It will be killed. A bacteria is just like the human body. We are 99% bacteria, 1% human. 99% bacteria, 1% human. So living microorganisms cannot feed upon tissue that is too toxic. If the tissue is toxic from something that is more benign, then yes, bacteria can come in and feed upon that tissue without being totally poisoned to death. But if the tissue is so toxic in nature that bacteria cannot feed upon it, viruses must be manufactured by the cells in the body, or the body will die, period. Coronavirus is no different than any other virus. There is nothing inherently special about coronavirus. It is not some monstrous, unknown virus that has never before existed on Earth. Contrary to what the media has propagated everyone with, because they don't know the difference. It is not new whatsoever. That would be no different than if someone took a flu virus that already exists and slapped a label on it and said that this is a new virus, folks. Be afraid. Be very afraid. This is a new virus, a new strain. We don't know what it does. We don't know how it reacts. We don't know how it transmits from person to person. We don't know anything about this virus. You need to be very afraid. Meanwhile, the American people and people around the world are freaking out at every little symptom they have. Their foot hurts, their arm hurts, their eye aches. They run to the doctor, flood the hospitals, and it's all in their imagination. And then, once they get to the hospital, what do they do? What kind of medications, what kind of treatments do they give the people that go to the hospital? Whatever it is dangerous and accounts for many deaths. They put them on ventilators, put a bag over their head. What does that do to the human body? Putting a bag over your head with a ventilator where you're not getting the proper amounts of oxygen, or you're constricting the lungs, you're drying the lungs out. You see, the lungs have mucus in them for a reason. The lungs have mucus in them to protect the lungs from toxins in the air. When the lungs become overly dry, pneumonia occurs. When the nutrients in the lungs have been exhausted because of detoxifications that may have happened prior to this, that is when the body will manufacture viruses or bacteria in the lungs to help cleanse the toxins out of the lungs, because there is no mucus. There's nothing in the lungs to help get rid of the toxins, to accompany them out of the body. When it comes to pneumonia, pneumonia occurs after a long detoxification that may have lasted weeks, where the body is utilizing nutrients to cleanse itself. Once the detoxification is complete, the healing phase begins. This is where pneumonia comes into play, because the body has utilized all of these nutrients to help cleanse itself. The lungs no longer have nutrients available to them to bind with toxins, to escort them out of the body, out of the lungs. So pneumonia occurs, which is drying in the lungs. Fluid begins to build up because toxins create infection. Any kind of dust that is inhaled into the lungs, it will cause a problem because there is nothing there that it can bind with. There is not enough mucus to engulf it, to get rid of it. There's not enough bacteria to get rid of it. This is when viruses occur, when all other methods have been exhausted by the body. Now, can anyone disprove this? Can anyone out there disprove anything that I have said? Because I would sure love to hear it. People are running around like chickens with their heads cut off. We're losing our rights on a daily basis. Meanwhile, viruses are not contagious. Masks are being mandated all across these great plains, the United Police States of America, and no one is saying anything about it. Very few. Mandating masks is a violation of the United States Constitution. You cannot force someone to wear a mask, period. You cannot force someone to wear a mask if they do not want to wear a mask. Why should I have to wear a mask when I go into a store, when everyone else that's working there is wearing a mask? If everyone that is afraid of this virus wants to wear a mask, let them wear a mask and leave the rest of us alone. This is supposed to be the United States of America. Where are these sheeple coming from? I would love to know that. They're crawling out from under rocks, forcing 70-year-old little ladies to wear a mask, or she can't go get her food. This has got to stop now. This is absolutely out of control. And then you have these empty-headed imbeciles that like to say, we're protecting the vulnerable. No, you're not. She don't want to wear a mask. That's her business. You can't force her to do something against her own will, against her own livelihood. We're protecting the vulnerable that are susceptible to this virus. Then you support killing people. Well, let me just say this. I don't care if the entire population drops off the face of the earth and people are dropping like flies all around me. I will not be forced by the government, by the state, to wear a mask. And I sure won't be forced to get a vaccine, because once you do that, you are going to have a big problem. And I'm almost certain that I'm speaking for a lot of people out there that believe the same way that I do. They do not want to be injected with a dangerous vaccine that has the potential to alter them for the rest of their life. They simply will not do it. And I believe that you're going to see a great awakening with regard to this vaccine that is coming out in the near future. And if you don't think they're going to try to mandate it, think again. They would love to mandate it. They have no problem mandating masks, do they? That is a constitutional violation. They rip the Constitution up. They spit on it every single day, and I'm sick of it. These governors, these mayors, are absolutely out of control. They are leftists, Marxists, communists, and they must be stopped legally and lawfully. They must be stopped legally and lawfully through the law. If the people would just wake up, they would have an easier road ahead of them. We can still, as a people, voice our opinions and our views and get things changed, or prevent things from changing into a negative situation. But as we are fighting the government, so too do we have to fight the people that identify with the enemy. These people would love to mandate vaccines. I have read their comments. They are out of their minds. They do not care about the truth. They are anti-truth. And we cannot let these people put us in danger. They are a danger to this country. They are a danger to everyone's freedom, the innocent people's freedom, patriots. So in closing, vaccines have never prevented one disease throughout their entire history. Not one. Not one disease. Not one illness. Not one virus. Not one, ever. They have contributed to disease. They have created disease in the population and killed and maimed millions. I've not been vaccinated in 25 years. I should be dead, right? Well, here I am, alive and well.